All right, let's see. All right, I have not pre-read these questions, so don't be upset because I don't know what they're gonna. Whoa! I like that color. That's I like that one.
It doesn't ever fit my.
No, it's pretty though. Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Oh God! Even the first one. All right. What is the dirtiest thought you've ever had about a total stranger?
Oh.
A total stranger.
I mean, I've thought about fucking a total stranger.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
By, I'm like, I'm gonna tear your ass.
I was gonna say. I mean, does it really get much dirtier than that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could. I mean, it could go.
I mean, if I got into depth with it,
I was saying it could go into detail, but like, I don't know. I don't usually like think that far into detail. I'm usually just let me get my hands on him, and then we'll figure out from there.
Yeah.
I don't usually go into like that far detail with strangers because I just know it's not going to happen.
There's no point in going that far into it.
Yeah. All right. Do you prefer sex at night, in the morning, mid-afternoon, or now?
I would say at night.
Yeah. I'm going to go with at night for two reasons. One, because I'm a night owl and I'm perkier at night. I'm just more spun up at night. But also because it's fucking dark and that's when I look the best. I look the best at night. It's fucking dark.
God.
All right. What is your favorite way to be seduced? Sedicted.
Sedicted. My favorite way to be sedicted?
Yep. Okay. I'm a fucking dork. And I love it when somebody, like, can play guitar or sing. If a motherfucker plays guitar or sings to me, I will suck his dick while he's doing it. I'm just saying. Like, if you're playing guitar, like, I can't be going to no concert or nothing because I'll be on the stage trying to suck some dick. Let me go to a bar and some dude is, like, up on stage. You know, it's, like, open mic night and some dude's up there playing guitar. I'll be up there trying to suck his dick. I'm just saying.
I like to, like, get a flirty hard to get.
Mm.
But flirty, not like mean hard to get.
Yeah.
But a flirty hard to get. Like, real.
That's true. That's true. But you know what I don't like? Here's one thing that really pisses me off. And it's like one of my biggest like pet peeve kind of things. I hate it when a guy's flirting with you and he's giving you like all these lines and, you know, he's talking nice to you and he's all like, oh, you know, oh, I'm so shy around you and I'm this, that, and the other. And then you turn around and you see him like talking to another girl. And he, like, uses that exact same line on her.
Yeah.
And you're like, this motherfucker.
Yep.
Like, I'm gonna punch him in his fucking dick.
That's how they be, though. That's really how they be, though.
Like, why do men? Period. what is the dirtiest fantasy you have had at work? First of all, you are the work hoe, so...
Oh, goodness.
You are the work slut.
Oh.
You have fucked half the dudes at work.
Hey.
You are like
easy.
Just under Holly when it comes to that. Ow, that was my titty.
I'm classy. She's not.
Well, yeah, you were the classy work hoe and she's the trashy work hoe.
I didn't sleep with just anybody at work. They were all
sexy. No, you got the
sexy.
Hot ones.
Yeah.
You got the hot ones. Well, Hector, but...
Hey.
But he had power, though.
I've slept with ones that she hasn't even slept with because she couldn't get.
And, hey. One had power, that's all I'm saying.
And that was attractive.
Yeah. At work. My problem is, when I'm at work, motherfuckers be talking to me, saying some shit, or sending me some shit. And I can't do anything about it, because I'm at my job, my place of business. And I'm like... Or... I'll be thinking like, oh, you know, you could come visit me on my lunch break. We could be sneaking.
Remember that time I did that one shit?
Yes.
Oh God.
Jesus. Yep. Oh, hey, how would you dominate your boss sexually if given the chance?
Oh God. That wasn't very hard.
Oh, my boss now, I wouldn't, but...
Not my boss now, no.
Yeah, no. We're just going to pass that question.
We'll pass that one.
What do you do when you get horny in public? That depends on who I'm with.
Yeah, it depends on who I'm with.
No, and if I'm with a particular person that I can do things with...
Then we're going to do
then
things.
Then we're about to dip out and go find a place and get things done.
Yeah.
If not, then I'm just going to suffer in silence.
I'm usually pretty good about finding ways to take my mind off of stuff like that if I can.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go on Twitter and say some dumb shit, apparently. Have you ever masturbated in a public bathroom?
No.
Not a public bathroom.
That's gross.
No.
Not standards, people.
Yeah, not a public bathroom.
Fucking
no.
Standards.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever thought about while touching yourself? The weirdest thing?
I don't know if I've thought of anything weird that I would think is weird.
No. Everything I think about is weird.
Yeah, that's true. You're a little weird.
I'm just fucking weird. What is the strangest prop you've used to get yourself off?
Let's put it this way. I never did. I didn't.
A tentacle.
Oh, fuck. I remember those. Oh, God.
Yep, that tentacle.
Oh, God.
It didn't work, by the way.
That's stupid.
It was weird.
It didn't work.
Mm-mm. I didn't like it.
I never really, until recently, ever masturbated.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I even don't really that much now. I find when I want
I'm a bad influence on my friends. Because you and Anna were both, like, completely anti-masturbation. I was like, y'all need to do this shit.
I didn't masturbate because I always had what I wanted when I wanted it. I always had a way of getting what I wanted.
I mean, I could have, but I was just like...
And I still can. But I tried it and liked it.
Yeah. My thing is just, sometimes I just don't want to have to deal with another person.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you felt aroused?
No.
I don't either.
I get aroused so much.
I don't remember the first time. Like, I mean, because... I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I was like, I was so young.
I probably was too. I was probably too young to remember it.
Who gave you your first orgasm? I did.
My first boyfriend did. My first real boyfriend. Yeah. And I also lost my virginity too.
I did.
He had a fucking dick like a damn elephant trunk.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
And I lost my virginity to him. Then my standards were always high. No, I can't date little dickies.
Little dickies.
Little dickies.
Like Kevin. Yeah. Sorry, Kevin. Do you remember what that first orgasm felt like? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do. It was fucking awesome.
Yes, it was.
Have you ever had sex with someone whose name you didn't know?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have. Yes, although, I have. It was a female. I've never had sex with a man whose name I didn't know.
I only have sex with men, so. And I have had sex with a couple men's, which names I did not know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better that way.
What did you drop?
My brew. I don't know where it went.
It's down beside the fucking seat somewhere.
Hold that.
Ah! Okay. What is your favorite thing about a quickie?
About a what?
A quickie.
Oh, it's a shit of cookie. I was like, fuck, I want cookies.
I love cookies. I like cookies and quickies.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about a quickie is sometimes you don't have time for, like, a whole lot of shit, but you still want to get off.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta squeeze it in when you can.
But you gotta be good to get, in order for me to have to do it quick.
Yeah.
I'm not very easy to please.
Yeah. You can't have a quickie with just anybody. It's gotta be somebody who knows what they're doing. And it's gotta be somebody that you're really into.
Yeah. You have.
You can't have a quickie with just, you know, a rando.
Some people, I guess, can.
Well, yeah. But I can't.
I can't either. It's gotta be. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. What is the most sexually daring thing you have ever done?
Ooh, okay. It's actually daring. I consider my whole sex life daring.
Yeah. It's all pretty daring.
Yeah.
My whole sex life. Constantly testing the limits here.
Yeah. We're just going with it here. Yeah. I mean, my whole sex life is pretty much daring.
Yeah. Sexually daring thing I've ever done. Fuck. I don't know. That's a tough question.
That's what I'm saying. My whole sex life's pretty much like that, so. Mind your business.
Have you ever fantasized about fucking one of your teachers?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of my actually, yes, I did. My sixth grade science teacher, Mr. Potter. And I hope to fuck he ever hears this, because I swear to God, I would probably still hit that. And now I'm grown, so it's perfectly legal.
I can't remember what his name was. I think it started with a K. But I think he was my fifth grade English teacher.
Mm.
Mm. And Mr. Sauer, I would say that was 10th grade science teacher.
Mm. Mm.
He had no idea, but I'll tell you something.
Do you ever mentally strip strangers just for fun?
Yes.
All the time.
That's what people matter watch fact, is all about.
I would say, matter of fact, as we've been sitting here, I've mentally stripped like 3 people.
Yep.
And then imagine in dirty detail what it would be like to fuck them. That's the whole point of stripping.
Yep.
Matter of fact, that guy over there just came out of the ABC store. I would definitely not fuck him, but I just imagined what it would be like, and it was gross.
It was gross. It was gross.
It was gross. It was terrible. He was done in like 25 seconds.
It was terrible.
It was like two pumps and he was done.
You ever, oh my God, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is because he has a gut on him, like a beer gut.
Yeah.
Obviously, he came out of the ABC store.
Yeah.
But you ever, like, fuck a fat dude, and it's hard to fuck them because their stomach, I'm sorry, have you ever done that? And you can't, like, because I like to, I'm a low runner, I like to get low and then fuck. But it's hard to fuck them if they got a gut. How are you supposed to do that? It's hard. I've done it before, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? We gotta stop drinking.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean.
I do.
I will admit, a lot of guys I'm attracted to do have a gut. Because I'm attracted to the burly.
Yeah, you like the mountain men.
You know, a lot of times they have a gut, so.
Yeah.
But if it's, I can manage a gut, not baby bump, like a fucking 9-month baby bump. How am I supposed to fuck that? I just want to know if you ever ran into that problem before. Fuck off. You're a dick.
No, I'm just picturing it. That's what
Shut up. God, I fucking hate you.
I'm sorry. It was just funny.
Hey, I was just fucking saying.
I know, but then I got that picture in my head and I couldn't get it out, and it was funny.
Me trying to fuck fat dude.
Trying to get the out of the way. Okay. I'll stop.
Bitch.
Okay. I'm fine. It's fine. We're good. We're done. It's fine. All right. Back to this. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Yes.
Yeah, I kissed you and
me and Anna at the same time. Drunk.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah.
We did like a 3-way kiss there.
Yep.
The first time I've ever kissed a girl.
Oh, see, and it was me. I feel so special. Too bad Anna had to be on it, but yeah. She had to ruin it.
She had to ruin it.
Ruined my special moment like that, but it's fine. It's fucking fine.
Damn. Just throw her out there like that. Had to fucking ruin it. Fucking bitch.
fucking asshole stepping in on my territory like that.
Hey, we got her back though for that. We drunk all of her alcohol.
You hit her in the face with the alcohol bottle.
I don't remember that.
You did. You hit her in the mouth with a fucking champagne bottle.
Oh my god.
You were trying to make her drink out of it and you hit her in the lip with it. And it was empty.
Oh god damn. I lost half of a tooth getting hit in the mouth by a fucking liquor bottle.
It happens. What inspires you to make the first move? If he's
I'm just outgoing like that. If I have to wait too long for you to make the first move, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah, like, shit, if he's hot, hey. If he's hot and he's not making the first move, I'm just going to have to say something. I'll be like, hey, you trying to fuck or what?
It's just seriously, I'm the same way. I'm like, hey. What about that dick, though? Can we see it? Can I see it?
Like that time I text Matt, and I was like, hey, you trying to let me suck that dick or not?
Oh, no.
And then he texted me back, and was like, huh, day drinking again, huh? I'm like, that's not the point, bro.
That's not the point here.
That's not what I asked.
A drunk person speaks a sober person's mind, okay?
That's not what I asked. I asked, you trying to let me suck that dick or not? Anyway... In your opinion, what does it mean to be good in bed?
Know what the fuck you're doing to be able to please your partner.
Yeah.
There's not necessarily anybody that's great in bed for everybody.
You're not going to be good for everybody. You have
to know how to please that certain person in order to be good in bed.
Like, you could be great for me, but not good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all about...
Because not everybody likes the same shit.
No.
You just have to know... what the person likes.
Yeah.
And be attentive and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Have you ever cheated on a boyfriend or girlfriend because you just couldn't help yourself?
We had to go there? Do we have to go there? Oh, fuck.
I have not.
Oh, shit. That makes me look even worse. I have. I have, unfortunately. Shut up.
Let's just go past that one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever pushed the boundaries of fidelity to the brink and then retreated just for the rush?
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that.
We do it all the fucking time.
That's true. Do you have a go-to masturbation fantasy? Yes, I do.
Not in particular. Really, to be honest with you, I don't fantasize.
I was going to say, I can't really say that it's necessarily a fantasy, though. I just have, like, a go-to, like, thing that I do. But it's not a fantasy, because I just kind of blank out.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. All I can think about is the fact that...
What I'm doing.
A dick in me.
Yeah.
Feels good. So.
Yeah. Like, it's not, like, a particular fantasy. I'm not... thinking about anything particular.
No.
What kind of porn turns you on? I don't like porn.
I don't watch porn either.
Porn makes me laugh. I think porn's funny.
I think it's funny too.
It's so overdone.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, like, porn is funny.
I just don't. I have made fun of porn. Watched it and made fun of it.
Yeah.
And I watched it with my ex-boyfriend's family.
Yeah, I watch porn with my friends. Like, we've watched porn together.
Yep.
It's funny. It's hilarious. Have you ever had sex with your eyes closed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's usually how I do it.
Well, if you're really hot, I might want to look at you while I'm doing it.
Well, I mean, like, I'll open my eyes and look at you. But, like, a lot
of times... Sometimes I like to see the face that they make when they finish.
Well, yeah. But, like, a lot of times I close my eyes because I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like... You know, it's not.
You want to focus just on the feel.
Yeah.
So you close your eyes, not to have to absorb anything else, but just the feel.
Yeah. It's not like I don't want to see you or I'm like picturing somebody else. I'm
no.
just focusing on what I'm feeling. Have you ever blindfolded or handcuffed your partner? Fuck yes.
Yes.
That's my shit. That's my jam. Does dirty talk get you aroused? Fuck yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking
well,
yes.
You gotta be
but you have to be good at it.
You gotta be good.
Don't say some dumb shit because I will laugh in your face.
Yeah, you gotta be good at it.
Oh my god. Okay, the next question. Are you sure about that? My dirty little forest nymph of a sex goddess.
Oh, hello.
Oh my. What is the dirtiest thing someone's ever said to you during sex?
Oh god. See, probably when that happened, I was probably drunk.
I was gonna say, yeah, I was probably fucking lit. Yeah. I don't remember.
Lit sex is the best sex.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I'm at my prime when I'm lit.
Me too, because I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I will do some dirty ass shit when I'm
fuck.
When I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck. I will. That's when I do my dirtiest shit. Yeah.
Same here.
You want that porn star shit? That's get me drunk.
Get me drunk. Get me drunk and take me on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's that rodeo sex right there.
Yep. That's that where you make up new positions sex. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, that's that fucking 8-second ride kind of shit right there. Have you ever watched another couple get it on without them knowing?
No. Mm-mm. That's just creepy.
No. Don't. Have you ever watched another couple have sex with their permission? No. Yes, I have. Because I was filming it.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. Yep. But no, I have not.
How would you respond if a couple approached you to be their third? Have been there, was extremely drunk, was taken advantage of, threw up on their floor after.
I have asked to be a third, but I don't necessarily like it.
Then, I'm still on the fence about the whole Cassie Bobby thing. Because I'm like, this bitch about to be my boss. I don't know about that.
Do they both want you to join?
Yeah. They've both asked me.
I just don't see Cassie as wanting to do that.
She was a lesbian before.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Bobby's the first guy she's ever been with. Yeah, but I'm like, she's about to be my boss. Are you having issues?
Fuck off.
Yeah, she's about to be my boss, and I don't know if I want to have a threesome with my boss and her husband. Weird.
I don't think I would do it.
Mm-mm. I came close. I was like, nah, that's weird. I don't know about that. I've seen her titties, that's enough.
Yeah. That was funny.
What's the most flattering thing someone said about your naked body?
Nice titties, nice ass. That I had a nice body, and that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah. That I was sexy. Fucking liars. Don't you dare lie to me like that. You lie to me like that again, I will punch you in your fucking throat.
Yeah, that's kind of shit.
Outrageous.
Fucking outrageous. Fucking not dealing with this shit.
How dare you? When was the last time you had a vivid sex dream?
I have them almost nightly.
Yeah, I have them at least a few times a week. A lot more lately because some motherfuckers be talking to me.
God damn it.
Are you having issues?
No.
Okay. What do you think an orgy would be like? A lot of work.
It would please a lot of people there.
Yep. But then again, there's a lot of people trying to please me too, so.
Oh, that's true.
Have you ever propositioned a total stranger? Yeah.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Multiple times. Multiple different strangers.
What does your ideal one night stand look like? Wait, like the person or like the situation?
Three dudes, right? Hear me out.
Goddamn. That's a lot of work for you.
Three dudes. Elephant cocks everywhere.
Oh my god. That's a lot of work. You're gonna be fucked up. You're gonna be broken.
I am gonna be fucked. I know that. Might be in the upwards position. I don't know.
Up, down, sideways, left, right, back and forth.
Yep.
Backwards through a cornfield.
Yep.
Butter your buns and call you biscuit. Mm-hmm. How long? long does it take you to get yourself off on average? Me? By myself?
Yeah.
By myself is with no interruptions. 5 minutes.
Mine varies. Sometimes I can't even end up doing it.
You know, by myself is with no interruptions, 5 minutes.
Sometimes I just can't get off. I just prefer something that's attached to a person.
Well, that would be nice, but we don't all have that fucking luxury all the time. Ow, that was my titty.
Fuck, shut your mouth.
Ow, she punched me in my titty.
See what happens when you talk shit, bitch? You get fucked.
I wish.
Ew. I played your titty, so there you go.
No, you punched me.
It's playing with it.
Mean.
You liked it?
A little bit, yeah. My nipple's hard now. Don't you spit that shit on my car. I'll beat your ass.
I might like that. I might do it on purpose.
Pervert.
You like spitting, don't you?
Yeah, in my mouth.
Oh, open your mouth. We'll waterfall that shit.
I thought somebody was about to walk up to you. I was like, oh, shit. About to hear some shit they don't need to hear about. What is the weirdest thing that turned you on? Spitting in my mouth.
I'll be honest with you.
Apparently being punched in the teeth. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be honest with you. It turns me on if a guy has nice shoes on.
Oh, you told me that once before, yeah.
Yeah, if you have fucking Walmart brand Nike looking like the fucking dad fucking shoes.
Oh, the New Balances.
Off. Fuck off.
The fucking New Balances.
I won't even talk to you if you have ugly shoes on. If I think that they're fucking ugly shoes and shitty shoes, I won't even talk to you.
Yep. Oh, I told you earlier my thing. A motherfucker singing.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what. Even if it's bad singing, like, he ain't even gotta be good at it. It ain't even gotta be good. Just, like, singing to me. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't fucking. Who the fuck? Oh, fuck off. Suck my dick.
You better calm down.
Dick. What you doing? Sucking
what
dick.
You doing? Sucking dick.
Anyway. Have you ever had a naughty dream about a close friend or family member?
Yeah. Not close, family member.
Yeah, close friend, yes.
Definitely not a family member.
Have you ever woken up humping your pillow? No.
What did you do the night before is the question. What were you on?
I've never woken up humping my pillow before.
Didn't know we were fucking dogs.
I'm not fucking dogs either.
Yeah, no. Shut up. I fucking hate you.
When's the last time you orgasmed in your sleep?
I don't think I've ever orgasmed in my sleep.
I'm pretty sure I have, but it's been a long time. It's probably been months. And the only reason that I'm pretty sure I have is because I had, like, this ridiculously, like, super vivid sex dream. And I woke up just feeling good as fuck. Like, just happy as hell. And I was like, hell yeah.
Feedback on.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while hooking up? Did you fall off the bed, ass over elbows, and fart on impact?
Fuck you.
Or was she on top riding you, and you try to smack her ass and hit yourself in the balls? Oh, fuck. I don't even know. I really can't think of anything embarrassing that's happened. Dude, I can tell you an embarrassing story of Anna's. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So she was telling me about one time when her and John first got together, like, before they were even married. They went camping, like, with some family of his, I think. And they were camping on, like, this riverbank, right? and they were having sex in the tent, and she queefed, and it echoed down the river. Like, straight up echoed down the river. Oh, my
God, no.
But, and I'm convinced that this is why she married John. He claimed it as a fart. He claimed it and covered for her. And I'm like, yep, you had to marry him at that point. Like, what else you gonna do? You gotta marry the man.
Yeah, you gotta marry him at that point.
Do you like touching yourself in front of the people you sleep with?
No, I'd rather them do it.
I mean, yeah, it's cool if they do it. I don't mind, though. I mean, it's cool.
I mean, I've done it before.
Yeah, I'd do it. It's cool.
They asked me to.
Yeah. But they gotta do it, too.
They gotta do it, too.
You know, quid pro quo, Clarice. what is the dirtiest text you've ever sent or received?
Oh, God, that's been a lot of...
Jesus Christ, you want me to just scroll through my entire text history right now, or what?
Seriously, that's been a lot. I don't...
Jesus. Do you prefer professional or amateur porn?
Neither.
I was saying, I don't really like porn.
I prefer to make fun of amateur porn.
I prefer to make my own porn. My own porn. Me porn. What's your favorite blowjob technique? The one where you fuck my face.
Anyhow.
Anyways.
I like to massage with my tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like where you go like all the way down to where it's like touching the back of your throat. The dangly thing. You know.
Yeah, the dangly thing.
Yeah, and then you take your tongue and like rub the balls with your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That shit's awesome. If you had to pick, would you be a dominatrix or a submissive?
I'm on the fence with that one.
I'm a switch, but I lean more toward the dom side of it.
I like to be dom, but I would say I'm more likely to be a sub because I like to be...
You like a bossy man.
Yeah, I like a bossy man to an extent.
Is there anything you won't do in bed?
Anal. Tried it. Didn't like it. Unless I'm really drunk.
Then
I might try it again.
I was taught a trick. I haven't tried it yet, obviously, because I have nobody to try it with. But I was taught a trick by a couple of my lady friends. Apparently, you lay on your side and, like, take your leg and put, like, over him. And obviously use a lot of lube, but apparently it doesn't hurt that way.
God damn it, you're talking me into trying anal again.
Maybe not with Jason, because his dick is huge, but...
Yeah.
Maybe try it with something smaller first. But yeah, apparently you lay on your side instead of...
The first time I ever did anal, I had my... I had my asshole ripped, so...
Well...
So that's why I don't like anal. My asshole is very sensitive now.
But I'm assuming that you made the same mistake I did and tried it doggy style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, lay on your side and take, you know, kind of like you're in the spoon position.
Yeah, and then put your layer backwards over top of his.
Yeah, and use, like, tons of lube. And apparently it doesn't hurt that
See,
way.
I think the first mistake I ever made was not using a lot of lube.
Yeah, same. Well, it was more like a spit on it. It was more like a spit on it and go situation.
All I know is it ripped my fucking asshole, so.
Well, I did not rip my asshole, but it still fucking hurt and I didn't like it.
Apparently I don't have a very elasticy asshole.
Yeah, but like both of my Twitter wives have told me that that's what you do. You lay on your side, use plenty of lube, and it's not so bad that way.
I'm gonna have to try that now.
Same. I'm gonna try it again at some point in my life. I might try it, like, by myself with, like, a toy or something, because I ain't trying to, like, because I don't want, you know.
To be embarrassed and freak out.
Right.
Ah, fuck!
Get it off me!
Get it out of me now!
Right, I don't want to have to cuss somebody out.
Never the fuck again!
Get that thing out of me.
I did put it on backwards, look. A couple of those tips are not sweet. The pointy ones are on the end. Fuck off, Amanda. Nobody even cares.
Hey, that was the last question.
Yay.
We made it.
Man, you learned a lot of shit you didn't
learn. Hey, it was only like 35 minutes. Well, fuck. There we go. Look at there.
Well.
And we learned how we could possibly triangle again.
Yep.
But what are you doing to my face?
Got it.
What was that?
I just licked your face, but I got it.
What just happened?
It tastes like sugar cookies.
Thank you. I think. I feel a little bit weird about that.
You don't. You liked it.
I did. That was the most action I've seen in months. I'm about to drink this drink.
Just drink it. Shit! You licked it!
This one's yours.
No, it's not. Mine's not empty. Well,
why is
you
mine
can have
right
some,
here?
If you can have some already, you don't lick it.
Oh, I licked it. Now it's mine.
I'm gonna lick the fucking shit out of my drink. Is that how you drink? You lick it? You start off by licking it, you know, fucking getting it all worked up, and then you fucking take a sip. That's too much work for me. When I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. I'm not gonna fucking do a whole show just to get a drink, a sip of water over here, fucking deep throating the water bottle to get it, to get my fucking water aroused so it tastes better.
Listen, it's been a minute, okay? I wanted to lick it first.
So the water shoots down my throat instead of just sipping it.
Look, I wanted the little droplets on the tip first before I suck the rest of it down. Fuck you.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was recording.
I yawned it too.
Oh, shit. Oh, well. Yep, they got that little bit extra.